قال الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نلتمس وجه الله تعالى. As Khabbab bin Al-Arad says that we made hijrat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We emigrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara only desiring and hoping the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we had no intention for any type of monetary or worldly benefit. فَوَقَى أَجْرُنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ. So he says that we hope that our reward is granted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from amongst us, means from amongst the muhajirin, those that left the land and moved on, from amongst us, there are those people that didn't consume anything from the reward at all. In other words, they didn't get anything back from what they had given. No monetary benefit, no worldly benefit, nothing, no benefit at all they've got. Then he's lamenting, he says, مِنْهُمْ مُسْعَبُ بْنُ عَمَيْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قُتِلَ يَوْمْ أَحُدٍ. From amongst those people, is such a person by the name of Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. He was killed in the battle of Uhud. وَتَرَكَ نَمِرَةً. He had left a shawl. فَكُنَّا إِذَا غَطَّيْنَا بِهَا رَأْسَ. When we took that shawl to cover his head, he says, بَدَتْ رِجْلَاهُ. His feet became exposed. وَإِذَا غَطَّيْنَا بِهِ رِجْلَيْهِ بَدَا رَأْسُهُ. And when we took that same shawl fully to cover his feet, then his head also became exposed. فأمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نغطي رأسه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded us that we should cover his head. One lesson we learn from here is that Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام was always thinking, such a high level of ikram he had, that even this dead body that is lying here, this janazah that is lying here, how we can even give that person the best respect. Best respect. He could have just left it and say, cover him with grass, put grass on the head. But the highest form of respect, how we can give even this person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam thinking and his thoughts were such that how we can honor, how we can respect, how we can show akhlaq even to a janazah. So he tells Sahaba that what you do is cover his head and tughatiya ra'asa, that you cover, take the shawl and use it to cover his head. In other words, maximum amount of respect and adab we can show even at that condition. وَنَجْعَلُ عَلَىٰ رِجْلِهِ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْإِدْخِرِ. And we will put something of grass, or we'll put grass on his feet. وَمِنَّا. Then Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu is saying, وَمِنَّا مَنْ أَيْنَعَتْ لَهُ ثَمَرَتُهُ فَهُوَ يَهْدِبُهَا. So in other words, in a sad condition, he's saying that now we're seeing a little bit of better conditions towards the latter part. After that, we know after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the ending of his life, and then later the Khilafat, then many towns, many cities were conquered, a lot of booty, etc. was coming in. So he's saying that from amongst us are those people whose fruits have become ripe. And now we are picking our fruit. In other words, we are benefiting from the efforts we had made. When the fruits get ripe, means that farmer now, all that effort he made to grow and to plant, now is the time to pick that fruit, and now is the time to reap that reward. So he's saying that some of us now are reaping the reward of our efforts. So he said that there are some that will get 100% reward in the akhirat, and he was worried that we are taking our rewards in the dunya. This was the high level of iman that Sahaba had, that despite this coming from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and despite their reward being guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in akhirat, even then also they felt that we are taking some of our reward in this dunya. So Allah Pak give us that quality of having this tawazu. He didn't make Sahaba more proud and more arrogant. In fact, it brought more humility that we are actually eating from our reward. What will happen to us on the day of Qiyamah when our reward is already given to us in the dunya? So it brought a higher level of humility in them. Today's hadith and Sahal ibn Sa'd as-Sa'idi radiallahu ta'ala and qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عنه لو تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ماء. Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'd as-Sa'idi radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if this world was even worth the wing of a mosquito, in other words, the value of this whole world and all its gold and all its diamonds and all its precious metals and whatever value and money you can think that's in this world, if everything put together was equal to the wing of a mosquito, then he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not have given a kafir one sip of water to drink. In other words, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's more insignificant than even the wing of a mosquito. Ajib hadith, why a mosquito is used, why the word mosquito? Because anybody, wherever you go, you'll find that this is one insect that is looked down upon. People don't like it. They want to repel it. They want to send it away. It is more irritating to people and more harmful to people. So this something got no value. The wing, and I imagine that mosquito itself got no value. Can you imagine the wing, what little value? To tell us that everything of this world put together in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not even equal to the wing of a mosquito. We mentioned that one of the proofs that this dunya has got no value is that if it had little bit of value also, Allah Pak could have given the dunya to Anbiya alayhi salam, because they were his choices, they were his precious, most choicest people that he sent onto this world, his pious people, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but you'll find that he didn't give them dunya, because dunya in Allah Pak's eyes had no value. One more ayat, one more hadith, short hadith. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yaqul, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, ala inna dunya mal'una. Listen carefully. Nabi alayhi salam saying, listen carefully. Verily this dunya is cursed. Mal'unun ma fiha. Whatever is in it is cursed. What is meant by cursed in this hadith is that everything in this dunya is distant, far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except illa dhikrallahi ta'ala, except the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ma walahu, and those things that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not cursed. So those things that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa aliman wa muta'alliman, the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that person who Allah Pak has bestowed with ilm, wa muta'alliman, that person who is learning, every day he's learning something, he's making an effort to learn something, this person is not distanced from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained from this hadith that why aliman and muta'alliman, a person who's given knowledge and a person who's learning, why these are mentioned separately when they're already included in the one that we mentioned previously, وَمَا وَالَهُ, those things that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're already included in that category. But why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned him separately? To show the importance of these two things. That many a times a person, because of his ilm, he'll have to forego wealth. Many a time because of his learning, he'll have to forego some type of wealth. To give that extra importance and to show that extra emphasis, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these two categories separately, that an alim in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not distance. A muta'alim, a person who's learning also in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not distance. And the other category we mentioned, dhikr Allah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something which is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, that many a times after Ramzan people complain, that suddenly they're finding a lull, they're finding a go slow compared to what they used to get in the month of Ramadan as far as the ruhaniyat and the spirituality is concerned. He says the easy way to continue with that level of ruhaniyat that you had in the month of Ramadan is take out some time daily in your house and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is in the masjid or within house, but daily take out some time and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find that same level of ruhaniyat you had in the month of Ramadan, you'll even find that after the month of Ramadan you won't have the sudden lull. Allah pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.